This is Radio Superior 1940, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music. This is a true story of our past. Step back with us to another time. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
This is the voice from the head of the Lake Station, KUWS, in Superior, Wisconsin. It's 6 o'clock, Tuesday, March the 12th, 1940. This is Jack McKenna speaking. Lou Martin is standing by with the 6 o'clock news, but the big news is a pancake eating contest right here in our studio, folks. We hope to make it an annual tradition. Lou Martin has news from Finland and the world. The 6 o'clock news is sponsored by F.S. Kelly Furniture, where they have a 10-piece bedroom outfit for just $59. F.S. Kelly has free delivery, too. Good evening, Lou.
Good evening, Jack, and good listeners. The Finns and the Reds are ready to sign a peace treaty. Virgil Pinkley has this urgent shortwave report from Helsinki.
Dispatches and communiques are flowing here like a river. The excitement here in Finland's capital city is coupled with the realization that any peace settlement with the Soviet Union will not be kind to this nation. Yet there is relief that bombing and loss of life would come to an end after 3.5 months. The British news agency is reporting that the Finnish delegation in Moscow has been authorized to sign a treaty. The Exchange Telegraph reports that an agreement will be signed tomorrow and hostilities would stop immediately. The British Broadcasting Company is reporting that terms have been agreed upon. A Finnish spokesman here says the BBC report comes as a surprise to him. BBC Stockholm observer Edward Ward says the treaty has not been signed. Amid a welter of rumors about the end of this 104-day-old war, the most realistic developments here was an air raid over Helsinki at 4 p.m., and the Red Army was pushing ahead along Viipuri Bay on the Karelian Isthmus. It is that isthmus that Russia covets. Soviet leader Joseph Stalin made demands for that region in an effort to protect Leningrad. Without that region and Lake Ladoga, invaders of Leningrad could cut that city off. So the people of Finland await their fate. For several weeks, this David and Goliath battle looked like it may have an ending of biblical proportions. Tonight, though, Finns know that hope is over. In Helsinki, this is Virgil Pinkley.
Voters in the New Hampshire primary tonight will decide whether or not they'll support President Roosevelt in an unprecedented third term, and which Republicans they'd like to see oppose him. The President's strong organization has the most delegates already pledged, but that could change if voters prefer other candidates, including Vice President John Garner and U.S. Postmaster James Farley. On the Republican side, U.S. Senator Stiles Bridges and New York's Thomas Dewey are vying for the GOP nomination. Teddy Roosevelt Jr. will be in Superior tomorrow, but he won't be campaigning for his cousin, Franklin D. Colonel Roosevelt is on the stump for Thomas Dewey. He'll arrive at Superior's Municipal Airport and be escorted to the Androy Hotel. That's where he'll meet with veterans of the World War and several Boy Scout troops. Later, he'll go to Central High School and speak to the students there. Colonel Roosevelt will be met by prominent Republicans Ralph Nelson of Superior and Joe Raffoli of Gordon. This event won't be all political. Colonel Roosevelt will visit with several former soldiers of his division, including Fred Stoner and Gled Stotter, who fought with him in France. Thorpe Langley and George Monroe were with him when the American Legion was formed in Paris. Former Wisconsin Governor Francis McGovern is campaigning for President Roosevelt. He'll be making stops in Hurley, Ashland, and Superior this week. Democratic organizer Charles Cadigan says that Governor McGovern will speak at the Hotel Superior. Radio television has been given the blessing of the Federal Communications Commission to begin broadcasting September the 1st. This $15 million infant industry can send television radio programs across the country, providing that there are sub-transmitter stations. Moving pictures, shows, and sports events are said to make up the best entertainment offered by television. RCA, NBC, and Philco are competing to start the first broadcast, which are expected to be in every living room, just like radio, in a few years. F.S. Kelly News Time is 6:07. Jack McKenna has these words from our sponsor.
Okay, Lou, thank you, and I just can't believe it. What can't I believe? I can't believe that F.S. Kelly is coming up with this fantastic sale. 10-piece bedroom set, folks. It's unreal. Unreal. Free delivery up to 200 miles. Call 4080 for evening appointment. Now, look at this. A chest of drawers, a bed, a double bed, that, and the boudoir where the ladies make up and everything. Lamps and mirror and drawers and two mattresses. Holy smokes, it's something else. Complete. Now, get this. This is the hard part to understand. All this for $59.75. $85 value for $59.75. The most sensational outfit bargain in years. Well, what do you expect? It's F.S. Kelly Furniture Company, 13th and Tower, in Superior.
The year-old murder of the Hermit of Iron River apparently has been solved. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson has the story from Washburn. Good evening, Mike.
Good evening, Lou. A big break in this case was announced just a few minutes ago. WVA worker Walter Roy Nelson confessed to Bayfield County Sheriff Yalmer Prossman after hours of intense questioning. The 24-year-old Nelson broke down and admitted killing 58-year-old William Melsa April 2nd of last year. This has been a hard case to crack. Mr. Melsa's one-room shack was discovered vacant last June. 2 months later, William Ferguson was picking berries along a path the recluse used and found a hand sticking out of the dirt. Several leads flooded to Sheriff Prossman, but none good enough to make an arrest. Even so, Walt Nelson was always a suspect. About the time of Mr. Melsa's disappearance, Mr. Nelson quit his WPA job and traveled out west for a while. Sheriff Prossman says Nelson waylaid Mr. Melsa from behind and stole $600 that was in a bag around the old man's neck, hidden under his long beard. The sheriff will ask District Attorney Walter Norland for first-degree murder warrant against Mr. Nelson. This case is a real shame, Lou. Mr. Melsa may have been a recluse, but he was also sort of a town character in Iron River. Locals believed it. He lived in a shack not far from the dump since 1909. He made the trip to Iron River just once a year to pay his taxes and buy cheese and snus.
Thanks. Newsman Mike Simonson reporting from Washburn. The days of the Civilian Conservation Corps may be dwindling as the economy gets better. This Great Depression New Deal program to spruce up woods and parks and help victims of natural disasters is being reduced by Congress. The Shawamigan National Camp in Grandview and the State Forest Camps in Hayward are among those to get the X. The Association of Commerce in Superior will lobby for safe harbors along Lake Superior's South Shore. John Dolan will represent this area at a meeting of the National Rivers and Harbors Convention. Mr. Dolan will push for harbors of refuge at the mouths of the Amnicon and the Brule Rivers. The Northland College Choir of Ashland is going on a whirlwind tour. The 44-member choir, led by Professors Sigvard Steen and Harold Kildall, will visit 12 states and perform 22 concerts. They'll be part of a radio broadcast in Chicago, Boston, and New York. In Chicago, they'll perform at WGN on March the 24th. 3 days later, they'll be part of a program aired by the Columbia Broadcasting System. And in Boston, they'll be on the Yankee Network. Phoebe Fern Sidvald of Ashland and Lenore Henderson of Cable are among the soloists. Northland College President J.D. Brownell will join the group when it arrives in New York. The group will even be able to spend some time visiting Washington, D.C., Jack.
Wow, that's a trip they'll remember the rest of their lives, Lou. It'll rank right up there with the pancake-eating contest we're going to have here in just a few minutes, Lou.
Another cultural milestone for the Martin and McKenna Show.
Well, there are few things more Americana than eating flapjacks and having maple syrup run down your chin.
Or watching guys groan with indigestion.
We'll be lucky if groaning is the only thing they do. Let's look at the weather for this Tuesday night, March the 12th, 1940. Light snow tonight and partly sunny skies tomorrow, with no decided change in temperature. Tonight's low will be 15 and tomorrow's high about 30. Now let's gather around the old Philco just for you, good listener. Let's enjoy the Frank Daly Orchestra with singing by Ann Lee Davies. This is with plenty of money and you on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS. Yes, we've just enjoyed the fine music of the Frank Daly Orchestra from the movie The Gold Diggers of 1937, with plenty of money and you on station KUWS. Why be fat? Get slimmer without exercise. No laxatives, no drugs with the AIDS plan, and that's spelled A-Y-D-S, folks. You don't even have to skip a meal. Just take AIDS before each meal. A 30-day supply is only $2.25 at East End and People's Drug Stores. Then head on over to St. Francis Hall. There's a turkey social tonight at 8 o'clock. All old friends are welcome.
You might have put those advertisements in a better order.
Hey, I don't tell you what stories to lead with, do I? On with the music, and then we'll have some flapjack eating, oh boy, right here on the Martin and McKenna Show. Let's listen now to Russ Morgan and his favorite, Cruising Down the River.
Softly falling rain. Just two of us together, we'll plan a honeymoon. Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon. Thank you. refrain. The winds around all make a sound like softly falling rain. Just two of us together will plan a honeymoon. Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon.
Hey, you've got to like that number. Russ Morgan and Cruising Down the River. That used to be a favorite pastime in the old days, Lou. Lou, you want to try the pancake eating contest?
No.
How about refereeing, then?
You mean there's rules in stuffing pancakes down your throat?
We wouldn't want any funny business, Lou. No pancakes mysteriously disappearing, you know. If you know what I mean.
Hey, hi-ho, fellas. I am already bibbing off.
Let me introduce Mr. George G. Newton of the George G. Newton Realty Company. How can a semi-respectable businessman like you get involved in a gorgeathon like this?
You got that pronounced wrong. This is a Georgiathon, and I am here to participate. Hey, Jack, what's with Lou?
Well, you know, newsmen, they can be pretty moody.
Now, see here, Lou, this is for a good cause. Got my fellow realtors pledging money for each pancake that I eat. Money goes to the Finnish Relief Fund.
Kind of a Flapjacks for Finns thing?
Yeah, Martin, get a sense of humor, will ya?
This is Joe Raffaele, local, a veteran of the Great War.
Yep, I'm one of Black Jack Pershing's doughboys from back in 18. We beat the Hun then, and we'll beat him again. Even if it's by eating pancakes. The vets have all chipped in, so I plan to win this thing. Tell you what, Newton, there ain't no way you are going to out-flapjack me. Back in the Argonne, I was known as the champagne donut eater.
Yeah.
I'll just let you two fight over who'll finish second.
You're in this thing, too?
Yeah, by the look of these amateurs, this isn't going to be much of a race.
Welcome to the station engineer, Joe Gardonio.
Look, Skinny, don't waste our time. And what the heck is a guy with the name of Gardonioni doing with a Scandinavian accent?
My mom is Swedish and part Finn. Capisce?
Hey, this is going to be fun. Hi there, Joe. And Joe.
And call me Raffaele.
George G. Newton of George G. Newton Realty at your service.
Realtor, huh? I don't like realtors much.
Well, I'm here for the pancakes and raising money for those brave Finns. I am not here to sell any of the fine homes and apartments that makes George G. Newton a household name. Hey, you get it? George G. Newton Realty, a household name?
No, I don't. And I don't like jokes anyway.
Household name. We sell houses.
And that's why I don't like jokes.
That was no joke.
That sounds like a newsman wrote it.
Everyone have a seat, please. We'll get started soon. We're expecting one more contestant.
We've got a realtor, an engineer, and a politician. What other profession fits the pancake scenario?
You'll be surprised.
I'm not sitting between you two guys. I want to sit next to the wall. Just in case one of you two eat too much, too fast, and explodes.
I'm left-handed, so I can't be sitting next to no right-handed fork holder.
I got dibs on the middle seat, right next to my new buddy Joe.
This is no social call, Newton. I've got business here. The boys at the Bloomberg Post are rooting for me. Hey, where are the bibs?
Let's roll on with another fine musical selection while we can. This is perfect for our contestants. Russ Morgan and his orchestra with Judy Richards and Boo Hoo on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS.
got me crying for you. And as I sit here and sigh, says I can't believe it's true. Boo-hoo. I'll tell my mama on you. The little game that you play has made her baby oh so blue. You left me in the lurch. You left me waiting at the church. Boo. That's why I'm crying for you. Someday you'll feel like I do, and you'll be booing too.
That's the boo-hoo-y music of Russ Morgan and his orchestra with vocals by Judy Richards on station KUWS. I see everyone's getting ready for the big contest.
Raffy.
That's Raphael.
I got a sweet bungalow I could put you and your wife in right around the Billings Park neighborhood. Upstairs, bedroom, sun porch, full basement, garage, 8 rooms in all. Hot air furnace, just $2,400.
$2,400, huh? Sounds pretty pricey for an 8-room bungalow. Speaking of hot air, what's all that huffing and puffing going on there, Skinny?
There's a science to pancake eating. I'm getting my body ready with breathing exercises.
Yeah, that's pretty annoying.
Now, I got a 5-room bungalow, got no garage, but it's also in Billings Park, just $1,000, Joe.
That's getting even more annoying.
Ah, our final contestant is here.
But that's Morgan Murphy, publisher and owner of the Superior Evening Telegram. Say it isn't so, sir.
I don't like it any more than you do, Lou.
You're a journalist, and you've got a reputation to uphold.
But even so, I'm not beneath helping out a good cause like the Finnish Relief Fund. I'm a sucker for helping out my fellow human being.
And you lost a bet.
The boys in the club had a wager going. I said aircraft was the stock to be buying now, what with all that's going on in Europe, but now word of peace between Russia and Finland, and bang, down goes Douglas and United Aircraft stock.
A real shame, that peace. You want to protect your top coat. Here's your bib. Lou, get everyone ready.
Okay, now I also got a sweet deal on a 4-room apartment with stoker heat at 612 Tower Avenue. It's just $27 a month.
Let's get this show on the road. Only pancakes in Newton's mouth can save me now.
Everyone has a pile of pancakes in front of them, courtesy of Chef's Restaurant. There's some water, too.
Hey, I think my pancakes are bigger than that Murphy guy's. And Skinny over there, he's got milk. I want some milk, too.
Well, get your own. Some of us came prepared, Joe.
Hey,
boy.
Mr. Murphy. George G. Newton with George G. Newton Realty at your service, sir. You know, I got some good lakefront cabin property for sale.
I do believe my pancakes have fewer bubbles than yours, and thus is thicker and more difficult to digest.
The rules are to see who can eat the most pancakes in 5 minutes. You must eat no more than 3 at a time. Butter and syrup at your discretion.
Well, lots of butter makes them go down easy.
And keep your forks to yourselves. There'll be no injuries while I'm in charge.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Good thing that radio television isn't here yet. It'll be bad enough to hear them woofing. Okay, gentlemen, start your forks and go.
Oh, wow. Okay, here we go. That's good.
While they chew away for the next 5 minutes, we'll play something a bit better sounding for you, good listener. Here's Sophie Tucker with the Harry Sosnick Orchestra, and the lady is a tramp on the Martin and McKenna Eating Machine Show.
She's wined and dined on mulligan stew and never wished for turkey. She's hitched and hiked and drifted too from Maine to Albuquerque. Alas, she missed the Beaux-Arts ball, and what is twice as sad, she was never at a party where they honored Noel Cass. Society, she says, is much too fast, preferring her bohemia first and last. She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. She likes the theater, but never comes late. She never bothers with people she hates. That's why the lady is a tramp. She don't like crap games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearl. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes the free, fresh wind in her hair. Life without care. She's broke, it's old, hates California, 'cause it's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. She goes to Cody, the beach is divine. She goes to Baldy, the bleachers are fine. She follows Winchell and reads every line. That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes a prize fight that isn't a fake. She loves the rowing on Central Park Lake. She goes to opera, stays wide awake. That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes the green grass under her shoes. What can she lose? She's flat, that's that. She's all alone when she lowers her lamp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
That's the hep pancake eating sound of torture Sophie Tucker from the 1938 film Babes in Arms on station KUWS.
I got you.
Getting ugly, folks.
There's syrup everywhere.
I do believe that Morgan Murphy's bib is about to give way.
Horrors.
With just 1 minute left, it's a tight race. Joe Gardonio was in the lead until he wiped out on a patch of butter.
This is getting ugly. It was awful. There were elbows, butter, and milk flying everywhere.
That gave Raffaele a shot at the lead, now finishing his 11th pancake, taking one pancake lead over Gardonio and Newton.
That's it. I've had it. I'm swimming in syrup. Sticky. Everything's sticky. I can't stand sticky. Must wash hands.
Now it's a three-person race.
Raffy's slowing down.
Newton's turning blue.
But there aren't any blueberries in these pancakes.
Oh, my God, Newton! I'm feeling a little woozy. Get moving, man, before it's too late for all of them.
Run!
Watch out for Morgan Murphy.
With just 10 seconds left, it's a tie between Gardonio and Raffaele. But wait, Raffaele's 13th pancake may be his last.
Joe Gardonio seems unstoppable. Barring any last-minute fork-to-mouth injury, He'll be the chopping champ.
Time, gentlemen. Put your forks down, please.
Oh, man. I used to be in better eating shape than this. I shouldn't have had dinner before I came over here.
You'd better loosen that belt before something else gives way. I've seen many a man hurt by flying broken belt buckles.
Well, Skinny, I guess those breathing exercises you did, kind of did the trick.
15 flapjacks in 5 minutes. A new personal record.
Looks like you've got a lip injury, though, Joe.
Yep. I tell you, no one said this was going to be easy.
Being a pancake athlete doesn't get the recognition it should, I suppose.
Here's Morgan Murphy in his underwear.
I'm leaving now. I've fulfilled my part of the bargain, and then some.
Jeez, man, where are your clothes?
Those once nice articles of apparel are now garbage, thanks to an encounter with George G. Newton of George D. Newton Realty.
I suspect he's feeling better at your expense.
I've never been so sticky in all my life.
Hey, before you go, though, the Girl Scout cookie drive is starting. How many boxes can I put you down for?
This is not a good time for that.
There's shortbread cookies, cream-filled, and chocolate mint. Just 30 cents a box, guys.
Hey, that sounds great. Put me down for 2 boxes of each.
2 boxes of each? And I thought you were a big eater.
Okay, then. Put me down for 6 boxes of each. You'd better watch it, sir.
Or what, Skinny?
Or I'll challenge you to a Girl Scout cookie-eating duel. That's what.
Not that, okay? I give up, Uncle. I can't think of that.
That's it, folks. That's it. We'll be back same time, same place on your radio dial. The good Lord willing, and the creek of syrup doesn't rise. For Lou Martin, then, this is Jack McKenna, reminding you not to do what we do on the air.
Sometimes it's dangerous work.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1940, an original weekly production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Other performances by Paul Guggenheimer, Al Katz, Tom Martinson, Ray Paulson, Don Hansen, Don Mason. All events reported on Radio Superior 1940 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Join us next week at this same time for more Radio Superior. This is your announcer, Dan Culhane, speaking. Good night.